story of the gods. First, I'd like to define this concept because you will hear one, two, three, or even all of them on any of the episodes you get to listen to. So I'll start with gods. Now, gods are superhuman beings or spirits worshipped as having power over nature or human fortunes. And we also have deities, or you can say deity. Now, when you say a deity, you're talking about a god or a goddess. Many African countries have multiple gods who are often grouped together in family relationships. And that is why you hear something about someone being called Oduduwa's son, or you hear Obatala being called someone's son. Now, this you will also see by the time we start the stories. And we also have spirits. Now, spirits are less grand and less powerful, but yet they're invisible beings with powers for good or evil. So you can say, oh, it's a spirit, so yeah, I can go mess up with him or her. I'm sorry, I'm not there. Anyway, many spirits are also associated with physical features such as the mountains, the rivers, the trees, and even, you know, physical features like that. We have pantheons. Pantheons talk about all the gods of a people or religion collectively. We have myths. Myths generally do not have such basis as to where, when, and, you know, from whom they originated. Usually they are anonymous when it comes to their origin. But then they highlight the concepts of creation, religion, divinity, life and death. And that's why you will hear myths of creation, where they will tell you how that Obatala was involved in the whole creation thing. Yeah, that's what myths are. Myths also showcase the adventures of heroes with superhuman capabilities. They're usually set in the world's primordial stage, you know what I mean? Like far back, way back. Now, mythology, on the other hand, is described as a group or collection of several myths, and that the study of a myth can actually be called mythology. So yeah, that's mythology for you. And as we go on, you're going to hear a lot of them. All right, so now welcome to Africa. It's from this stage that these conversations will definitely come. So, Africa is a vast and geographically varied continent, and it's home to so many countries, cultures, tribes, and languages. Though no single set of myths and legends unite this diverse population, however, different cultural groups and regions share some common elements. So we're talking about the fact that, okay, no single set of myths or legends unite these people. But then in some regions or in some cultures, you'll find similarities. That's exactly what this is about. Now, African mythologies include supernatural beings who influence human life. They're in charge of what happens, or somehow they influence what happens to humans. Some of these beings are powerful deities, while others are lesser spirits. Remember, I told you that spirits are lesser, but then they are still powerful, so don't mess around with them, you know. And talking about spirits, we can talk about the spirit of ancestors. Yeah, that's part of it. In most African religions, anyway, the supreme god is a distant being no longer involved in day-to-day human life. So, what happens? Africans would rather relate with lesser gods, the gods that they can actually speak to, talk to, and, you know, who can influence them. To this end, they address lesser gods, many of whom have distinct functions. And that's why you have the god of thunder, the god of war, of the sun, and, you know, it's however evident that from all of the things I've talked about, that traditional African belief is overwhelmingly monotheistic. There's this one god, and, you know, every other god revolves around him. There may be spirits and ancestors floating around, but hey, in Africa, there is only one god. Now, according to many African myths, the creation of heaven precedes the creation of earth, and man was created before the animals. the sun and the moon are given high status, even seen as gods in some cultures. Like, you know, the example I gave earlier, you would have Anyanwu and some of the gods who are probably in charge of that aspect of human life. And apart from that, because all African societies depend on rain, rain is also held in high regard. So it's not just the sun and the moon, even the rain is held in high regard. The earth is a very important element in the many myths. Now, in all of the myths you're going to hear from Africa, the earth is very important. It is regarded by many as a mother goddess who rules all people and gives birth to new generations of all beings. It is believed that earth conceals life, protecting it from drought and reviving it when the rains come. So that's a beautiful work the earth is doing, isn't it? All creatures are earth and none can live without her. By the way, I mean, I'm standing on earth, am I not? Even the elements come from the earth. Yet, the earth itself is seldom worshipped. She's regarded as a powerful spirit ruling over life and death, moving mountains, forests and all when angered. Maybe that's why you get to see the hurricane, you get to see all these things. Maybe the earth is really angry with us. It is said that animals understand and obey the earth, but that man does not. That's an irony. Some African people believe that the spirits live in the sky and control the rain, while some believe in water spirits that control the rivers, the lakes, and the oceans. There also exist African myths of spirits that inhabit rocks, mountains, and trees. Now, these places are considered sacred. If you're following Nigeria, remember what happened to the cows that went to a sacred mountain? Yeah, you know, some of these places are seen as sacred. African religion believes in the existence of good and evil spirits, and rituals play a very important part in African culture. That's very important. I mean, that's very, very important to Africa. Bad spirits, on the other hand, are believed to cause misfortune and illness, and many societies have spiritual professionals who communicate with ancestral spirits to protect against evil. Now, we have bad spirits, and it's only important that we are proactive, and that's why we have the people who help in communicating with these spirits and ensuring that, yeah, we are protected from evil. Mediums enter into trance-like states, allowing a spirit to possess their body and use them to communicate or prophesy. That's all we have for you now, but keep listening to Story of the Gods on Jamit.fm. I am Perpetua Fasomi Peter. See you!